started, if we can get your attention. I think mostly everybody's back, so we might have a few more people join us, but thank you so much for coming back to the final part of orientation leader training. Just somebody was wondering about their faculty training. Faculty-specific training is going to be taking place later, so don't worry, you're going to, like, arts frosh training will be here at 5 o'clock, so you'll be back here at 5. And that's about, just to give you a heads up on that. So everybody, we're at the very tail end of the day. Thank you so much for your energy and enjoying the day. I hope it's okay. Good. We're planning to finish by 4:30, so we have just a few presentations to close off the day. The next one is on Discover McGill, so which is kind of great because it'll be giving you information about what you're going to be doing tomorrow. So we have Samantha and Leslie from the first year office, and if you could join me in welcoming them. They'll take you through what's coming up.
Thank you for all being here. You are wonderful. We are blessed to have so many generous and giving people who are interested in volunteering their time. There's an awful lot going on this week, and there's sometimes things we lose some of the important personal things. So I just want you to join me right now and help me sing happy birthday to Joan Broderworth. Today is her birthday, and she needs to be acknowledged. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Joan, happy birthday to you. Okay, let's get busy. We've got Discover McGill tomorrow morning. Number of things that I want to share with you about the day. Now, I'm going to switch over to the doc cam. Now, you've got an envelope. The important things for you to have in your hands tomorrow, obviously, are your name badges. And we also gave you peel-off sticky labels so that you could make name tags with your groups. So when you meet your groups tomorrow, these labels are to be used to do that. If you didn't get an envelope, you can get one on the way in. Okay? Now.
Oh.
That's looking awful.
Do you have a white piece of paper to put underneath?
Okay, guys, I need your attention. I only have a half an hour, so I'm going to start. Tomorrow morning, we're going to do group formation. I need you to be at your various locations. You've got a letter in your envelope that's dated August 27th. This tells you where you need to be in the morning tomorrow morning at 8:45. Okay? So, arts. Where are the arts U0 leaders? Hands up. Arts U0. You're going to do your group formation outside the Leacock building. Arts U1, hands up. Arts U1 leaders? Okay? All right, so you'll get it there. Those of you, all right, have you received your group list yet? Okay, all right. All right, every group in arts, this is just particular to arts. Every group in arts has 4 group leaders. Just for tomorrow, 2 of you have to self-decide who's going to be taking care of the U0 students and who's going to be taking care of the U1 students. The students have to go to different locations for their faculty orientations. The U0 student leaders, whoever you are, then will meet outside Leacock, and whoever decides will be the U1s will be in front of the arts building. Okay? That's just for arts. Management, science, we're not splitting up by U0 or U1. It's just the way the faculty is being handled. Okay, can I have your attention, because there's stuff that you need to hear, and if you're not listening, you're going to miss it and going to wonder what's happening. So everybody else is clear. You've got this list in front of you. This is where you need to be for 8:45 in the morning, all right? Now, what we're going to present you with for these, for your group formation, are actually group number signs. For an example, so if this is the P&OT package, we have made these signs for you, all right, for every faculty and every group number. So if there are four leaders to a group for group three, then each one of you will have an arts group three leader or a science group three leader. These need to be picked up from the first year office. So I need a delegate right now from arts. Who's going to come and pick up the arts? We need two people for arts. We've got a lot of signs. I need a volunteer. I need two people for arts to come to the first year office. Your name? You need somebody else because they're too heavy. Okay. Education?
Somebody up there.
Got a name? Valerie, thank you. Engineering? I need a volunteer. Okay, thank you. You can either come today before 5 or we'll be there till after 5 tonight or tomorrow morning. We'll be there early. Catherine, management, thank you. Name? Kyle, thanks, Kyle. Music? Thank you. Caleb, thank you. Nursing? Vanessa, thank you. P&OT? JS? Science? We need two people from science. Come on, I got to go through a lot. I need some volunteers, okay? Gina? Tina. Bring a friend, Tina. We got two heavy signs, okay? And social work. Okay. You're going to... All right. These signs are important to you. You're going to need them in the morning for group formation, and you're going to need them to get lunch, and you're going to need them at the end of the afternoon for the activity to help organize the students back. So you need to keep your group number signs with you throughout the day. It'll also help your students find you throughout the day as well as you're traveling through lunch and whatnot, okay? Anything else for group formation? So ultimately in the morning, get yourselves organized as best you can with these group signs as quickly as possible. Obviously, line up in numerical order. All of the new students were sent an email and told your names. So all the new students know what group number they've been assigned to, and they know the names of the orientation leaders that are in that group. All right? Now, all of your FROSH coordinators or VP internals have been sent the group formation list. They are in a position to be able to forward that information to you so that you know you too will have the list of names that are of the students in your specific group. So that's been available to you. So hopefully that's coming around over the next little bit. But the master lists, your FROSH coordinators do have the master list for group formation. Okay? Okay. You're going to then, after you've got group formation, you're going to take the students into their faculty orientation. The faculty orientation is 9:30 to 12:30. But depending on some of the faculties, it might end early. So if you're in a position where your faculty orientation has ended early, then you can start to come up to lunch before 12:30. And in fact, that would be great if you could, because we have a lot of people to feed within a very short period of time. So ultimately, then, if your faculty orientation ends at 11:30, quarter to 12, head up to the stadium in order to get your lunch. But because of the pizza deliveries, we have close to 1,100 pizzas being delivered tomorrow for lunch. All right. So in order to facilitate, give us a chance to make sure that they're delivered and sorted, we don't come to the stadium before noon, okay? So give us until noon, so plan your arrival by noon, but if your faculty orientation lasts until 12:30, that's fine, but just get them up to the Molson Stadium by 1 o'clock as soon as possible, okay? So that we can feed you, so that you have time for that. Okay, there's a lot of chatter again, okay? I need your attention so we can get through what you need to be doing. So that you know, we are going to have all-dressed pizza, cheese pizza, and vegetarian pizza without cheese. So this will handle the all types, if you will, the vegan and halal. All right, so all of those will be addressed within the your pizzas. Now, should you have student members in your groups who would like to have kosher pizza, we will have a kosher pizza station. So, but your students, send them specifically. The students who want a kosher meal should come to the table that we'll have designated, and they will be given their pizza individually, and then they can rejoin you wherever you are at lunch, all right? And Sam's going to go into that more detail about the lunch distribution. Okay, where's my list? There we go. Okay. Group numbers, group formations. Okay. We've got someone to come. All right. So it's important to keep track of your travel time and your lunches. Now, Sam's going to go into the information about what you need to do in order to get your lunches. So pay close attention so that we can move the all of you through the lines as quickly as possible. Yeah. No. All right, so that's why I'm telling you the schedule. You've got the schedule here as well. Yeah, no, I know. It was the schedule. So we're not, that's too bad. Okay, so lunch. Listen up, if you would.
Okay, hi, everybody. So for lunch, I'm just going to explain how you have to come to the stadium, first of all. Everybody except engineering and music, and this is written in the detailed letter that you have in your envelope, you have to come through the back of the stadium. So if everyone's familiar with the main athletics entrance, to the left of that, there's the garage where you can go down and then end up on the other side behind the building. You need to come through that way. Engineering music, because of your faculty orientation locations, we ask that you come from the opposite side, so the western side of the stadium. There's that little gravel road that leads from Pine into the Mount Royal Park. We ask for you to come through that way. There'll be ample signage and volunteers directing traffic, but it's just so that you're aware of it. In order to get a lunch, you will absolutely need to have your group signed, so make sure you have it. How it's going to work is most of you will be coming through the back, like I said, through the garage, through the back of the buildings. I will be there. Two group leaders from every group will need to come sign in with me. The other two leaders can continue, do not stop. Let's keep the flow of traffic going as quickly as possible and take your students to the park where you can sit on the grass. The other two leaders that will get lunch will come meet you after. So it'll be in Mount Royal Park on the grass. That's where you'll be eating your lunch. Just in case it does rain in the morning or if the grass is wet at all because it rains tonight, we will have ponchos that you can sit on. Okay, so that'll be taken care of. Okay, in order to sign in, you'll need to come see me. We would ask that you stay to the right. Volunteers will be directing you as the rest of your group keeps walking. You'll need to show me your sign so I can identify what group you're from. I will check you off on the list. That means that your group cannot check in more than once. This goes for everybody except arts. Since arts will be divided into U0 and U1 groups, I'm aware of that. So when you come check in with me, you can say I'm arts group 1 U0, and arts group 1 U1 can then check in with me again. That's fine. When you check in with me, I'll give you a lunch ticket. It'll be a different color. There's three different lunch stations that will be in the park. It'll say lunch station 1, 2, or 3. You just have to proceed to that station, and we'll take care of giving you the pizza, water bottles, cookies, garbage and recycling bag, and a knife to cut the pizza with. There's napkins as well. We just ask that you keep the park as clean as possible. Recycle the water bottles, the garbage. I think pizza boxes, are they recyclable?
No.
So put that in your garbage bag. And before you enter the stadium, there will be a garbage drop-off zone. You can just deposit your bag and don't worry about it apart from that. We will also ask for you to tell us how many people are in your group. because it's hard to know how many students might show up in your group. So if you tell me that there's 30 students or 10 or 20, and we'll make sure that you get the correct amount of pizza that you can feed everybody. Okay? So that's that for lunch, I think. Yep. What's next? Okay. So after you're eating lunch in the park, you'll have arrived between noon to 1. At 1:30, activities will start inside of the stadium. There's a ton of student groups that have volunteered their time to put on great performances for you guys and the students. So we really encourage you to finish lunch as quickly as possible and enter the stadium by 1:30. At 1:20, the McGill Fight Band is going to start playing in the park and sort of march into the stadium. Take that as a sign that you are supposed to be getting up and following them in. When you arrive at the stadium, there's going to be two welcome lines on either side of the gate. It's really going to be fun. It's like McGill community members, so staff, faculty, admin, volunteers, McGill cheerleaders. It's going to be really fun. They're going to be clapping and cheering the students as you walk in. So we're really trying to make it like a fun party sort of feel. And then the students will walk in with you guys. Like I said, there'll be a ton of different performances, dancers, singers, athletics, groups, clubs, doing different things. So we really encourage you to be a model to your group, encourage them to participate yourself, take the time to mingle around the stadium, look at the different groups, and that would be really appreciated, and it's going to be really fun. Do I have anything else to say about that? Okay. So that will take place between, let's say, 1:30 to 2:15, all the different activities. You guys are just mingling, having fun. At 2:15, a singing group will go on the stage. That'll be in the eastern end zone of the field. Take that as your sign that university orientation is about to start, and we'd ask for your cooperation helping move all the students back to the stage where you can sit on the field in front of it ready for the principal's welcome at 2:30. It will start at 2:30 no matter what, so we just really ask for your help in moving the students towards the stage at that time. If you're a latecomer for lunch and you didn't get the chance to go into the stadium at 1:30 and participate in these activities, which I really encourage you to do, then just make sure you're in the stadium by 2:15, 2:30, because it will start no matter what at 2:30. Okay. Do I have to mention who's speaking? Okay, so then university orientation will start. Halfway through, approximately, there is going to be an athletics presentation. So it's going to be the athletics people from McGill. They're going to be putting on a really fun activity for the students. Once again, we ask that you participate in the activity, encourage your students to do so, and by participating yourself, you're just kind of showing what you need to do. The only thing you really need to know is that people will be split up by their date of birth, their month of birth. So your group will no longer be a group. You'll no longer, be all together. That's fine. The presenters know this, and they're in charge of bringing your group back together at the end of this presentation. So it's totally fine to lose track of your group. That's why you have your sign. There'll be ample directions explaining to the students where they need to go. It will be organized by yard line. You have it in your envelope showing where you need to meet your group at the end of this whole session. So, for example, I think arts is on... I don't know if I have it in front of me.
Yep, the yellow
yes.
Sheet.
So the arts is on the 30, 40, and 50 yard line on the western side. So you can really see it on your yellow sheet. Yeah. It's really important that you go on the yard line that you've been assigned to, because we're really trying to help the flow of traffic as people are leaving, making it organized and really efficient so that it doesn't take too long for you. How it's going to work is either side, eastern side, will leave through the eastern gates. Western side will leave through the western gates. As you leave, the students in your group will get their Discover McGill bag. Unfortunately, there's not enough for us to give them to you, so we just ask for you not to take one, please. But do make sure that all the students in your group have one. On the back of this yellow sheet is directions how to get back to Lower Campus, where there's the Guinness World Fruit Salad Event, World Record Fruit Salad Event. Please do respect them, because there's a lot of you. There's going to be over 4,000 of you. We can't have all of you just walking down university and blocking traffic. It's not safe. So please make sure that you follow where we've told you to go. And just always please respect the traffic lights and things like that as well, and stay on the sidewalks. Any other quick points?
Okay. So really, again, it's just...
a lot of things that we're relying on the success of the day tomorrow being in your hands, your enthusiasm and your energy, the group formation. The lunch really is critical, that you follow those instructions as best you can. Two group leaders and two helpers will come for lunch supplies, just to reiterate, while the other two group leaders will take the groups into the park so that we can separate and get you, as leaders, food suppliers. You will be getting the supplies for your entire group. And then ultimately, as Sam was saying, with regard to the exiting, it really is important because we're trying to obviously keep people safe. We're ending at 4:30, 5 o'clock, if you will. It's traffic time. Pine Avenue is a busy street. There are very few traffic sections for us to use, so we are going to stagger the departure from the stadium. So if you're waiting, please, you know, be prepared to entertain your groups, to keep them busy, because when the groups are forming back in line, you'll get just instructions from the activities leaders in athletics to form your lines. And so this your group signs will be very beneficial, to be holding those up and using them to form your groups again before you leave. And that way, then, you are in a position to plan where your evening's activities, where you're going to meet up. Some of the students may want to go back to residences, because the stadium is so close to the upper residences. It might be a good idea for you to point that out in the event that maybe some of them want to go home and change before they come back. That might help as well alleviate some of the volume of people leaving the stadium and having to cross Pine Avenue. Okay? Yeah, absolutely.
I just forgot to mention how I was saying that you have to come check in with me when you're coming through the back, through the garage. For music and engineering, there will be somebody on the gravel road where you're coming in doing check-in there as well. And somebody will also be in Tomlinson Fieldhouse checking in science leaders before they leave to go towards the park as well. And just to be really clear, you cannot have your group passing through the lunch distribution area. There'll be a separate path. So just please make sure that there's only two of you coming to do the lunch. Everybody else is going another way. You won't be allowed to walk towards the lunch with your students.
Did you yes.
No, it's you go through the garage, and there's like a long hallway that sort of leads between the stadium and the athletics buildings. It'll be really obvious once you're there. We'll have signage. Yep. Yeah, you're allowed to have two helpers. If that's the case where you
absolutely
really need more people, then absolutely bring them. It's just not your whole group. And you cannot get your lunch without the ticket that I'll give you when you check in, so don't try and bypass that.
Okay. So, just to keep everybody on schedule, thank you ever so much we hope you have a great day tomorrow. Needless to say, we are looking for you to be in your particular frosh t-shirts tomorrow morning so that it helps with group identification. Have a great orientation week, and thank you for all you're going to do. Okay, so who's next? We're ending a little bit early.
Who's it? I have no idea.
Okay, so hang tight, there's a next. What's next? Any questions about tomorrow? Okay.
Oh,
Janice on her way, okay.
Really, for a minute.
Yay.
Usually not good.
good in situations like this. Okay. So yeah.
Should I just start talking?
Perfect. I'll get everyone's attention if you want. Everybody, if we can get your attention for one more time. We have Robin Reed Fraser from SSMU, and thank you. Join me in welcoming Robin for community awareness. We're almost there.
We're back to that slide again. Hi everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Robin Reed Fraser. I'm the Vice President External for the SSMU. So I was invited to talk to you folks a little bit today about kind of community awareness and what that will mean in the context of Orientation Week. So as I'm sure you are all well aware, we have this neighborhood. It's called the Milton Park neighborhood, commonly referred to as the McGill Ghetto, right to the east of us. And so I wanted to talk about them in particular because this is a neighborhood that there are a lot of students who live here there, obviously, and there's a lot of student life that goes on, but it isn't just students who live there. There are a lot of people. This neighborhood, it's one of the most densely populated neighborhoods in the whole city. It's also one of the oldest, and there are a lot of people who have been living there for a really long time. They really care about the neighborhood. Some of them have grown up in the area or have lived there for many decades, really care about this neighborhood. And as much as they do appreciate and want to welcome students into the neighborhood, there are always concerns around Orientation Week because this is a time when there's a lot of activity in the area. So this neighborhood, there are families that are there, some with small children. There are also quite a few senior citizens. So folks who are sensitive to issues of noise and large groups walking around. So as much as it's really important that orientation be really fun and you be able to kind of engage in all kinds of good activities and introduce folks to the area, I ask on behalf of the longtime residents of Milton Park that you do try and keep in mind that this is a residential neighborhood, similar to ones all over the rest of the city. It isn't just students. So just be aware of that. Feel free to talk to your, I think it's really useful to talk to your groups about just who lives there. This is a great community. They have some wonderful community celebrations throughout the year. They really like having students around, but they do want to try and keep it to be a good relationship. And some of them have had real concerns over the past few years in the context of Orientation Week. So I guess that's kind of the big thing that I really want to push is that, this is a great event in so many ways. There are lots of good things that come out of it, and it's so important for all of our first years to kind of get really introduced to what's happening. And I think that just kind of starting off the year and starting off orientation, also acknowledging kind of the other folks that live around us is really useful just in terms of kind of creating this culture of, community awareness and just so that, this will help students kind of understand right away the context of where they're living so that there aren't issues that come up throughout the year. This is a great opportunity to be, showing all of Montreal and all of the good things and also helping these new students to show how they can kind of present themselves to the rest of the community. So, I'm sure you've all heard this before, but there it is. If you have any questions about it, if you want to know more, they do have a website. MPCC is the name of the Milton Park Citizens Committee. They really love to communicate with students. We're going to be working on some cool initiatives to try and get students and the long-term residents talking a little bit more over the next few years. But yeah, this is a really great way to start it off, is just making sure that we're all staying respectful of what's going on there. So yeah, thank you very much for your attention. Oh, and one more thing. I guess this hasn't been told you already, but one thing that we do as SMU is that we're organizing groups called street teams. This is the third year that it's happened, but we've got a group of volunteers who will be out the Tuesday night kind of before the concert gets started, and then every night between about 9 till 3 o'clock every night of Frosh, so Thursday to Sunday. So these are folks, they'll be dressed in bright yellow t-shirts. They're going to have things like water, food, they'll have maps, they'll have a list of kind of important phone numbers and emergency contact information. So this is a tool to mostly help students who are maybe coming back from events in small groups or who don't have their leader with them. But these are folks who are going to be, there'll be a couple of tables set up, and then there will also be people kind of patrolling around. So you can let your teams know that there will be this resource for them if they are in the neighborhood. It's just going to be in the Milton Park neighborhood, but you can let them know that they will be around to answer questions or if there's some kind of situation where they, need a bit of guidance or are confused or lost, then they'll be happy to do that. So, yeah, you can just kind of keep an eye out for them, say hi. They'll be doing some important work. So, yeah, thanks.
We're right at the tail end of our program, and we have our last closing address. Jada Luker is the Executive Director of Student Services, and she's here. You're here. Why don't we take advantage of that? And this is the last part, so please welcome Jada Luker. Thank you. Okay. I just rolled. Sorry, do you want me to put it back on? Yeah. Okay. I'll do this.
I am very aware that I stand between you and the end of this session, but this has been an incredible day, right? You guys have learned a fantastic. Wasn't Drew great this morning too? I mean, just amazing. And I really appreciate all your attention. My name's Jana, as Joan said, and I think now you really understand what an incredibly important job that you have. You are the face of orientation week for all these students. And look back on your orientation time. What did you learn? And think of the influence that you have. And really, I just want to tell you that it's amazing that you're here, and the support that you're going to give these students is just incredible. All the skills that you've learned, really, you have to pat yourself on the back for this, and it's really, really important. Pat the person next to you too, right? It's really good. I mean, all the padding. Don't hit anyone. Okay, we did do something about violence. There was a session about that, too. That's fine. No, I really like this picture, so I wanted to make sure that you saw it, too. But remember, with all this great importance, there comes a vast amount of responsibility. The accountability is there as well. We're just really lucky to have you attend this, and it's incredibly exciting. So I'm going to sign off, but I have to say thank you, because there's so many people that went together to set up this day for you today. Joan is here, Mike's here, Ian, Mitch, there's probably lots of people around, and the whole team, the Orientation Leader Training Working Group, the speakers, the facilitators. One thing too, it's really important to remember that if anyone requires medical assistance, please direct them, or if need be, accompany them to the Student Health Services and the Brown Building on the third floor. But I just really want to thank you personally on behalf of the university, but mostly on behalf of the new students coming in. So have a fantastic week, and thank you so much.
Guys, 1 second. Sorry. So real quick, the cards that you got, you're going to go to your faculty-specific leader trainings. You should have received emails from your respective faculties about that. They should be within the next hour or so. That's where you're going to get your bracelet, your T-shirts, your all that stuff, sign your contracts. You need to give your head coordinators your... What are they called?
Bookmarks.
The bookmarks, so that that gets punched to your leader contract, and that way you get to be a leader, and that's how you get your bracelet. Otherwise, they're not going to give you your bracelet. Remind your Froshies, after Discover McGill, tomorrow is the concert, so they're paying for that within their regular Frosh bracelets, so remind them to come to that. And I like to say on behalf of SMU and all of the student associations how great it's been really working in collaboration with the McGill offices this year. It's been a real change from the past, and looking forward to a great week. Thanks, guys.
And just hand in your feedback forms up at the top, and you'll get your last sticker. Thank you so much, everybody.